Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chad Millman joins us now, head of media for the Action Network. The Action Network is the app that makes you a better with real-time spreads, decades of data and analysis, and the ability to track every play you make, share your wins with your friends, and stay up to speed on the sports information that impacts you. Download the free app, actionnetwork.com/app. Chad, what's up, man? How are you?
I am doing great, guys. How you doing?
We are doing well. What is the craziest thing you saw happen last week in the football world?
Oh, gosh. It has to be the Bucs beating the Saints, right? I mean,
going in
to New Orleans on the road, huge underdogs, and Ryan Fitzpatrick pulls one out from 13 years ago and has the greatest game he's ever had in his life. And they torch the Saints in a game that's not even close. It's not going to get any crazier than that.
What about Kentucky's win over Florida? What percentage of people do you think went with Kentucky on that deal?
Well, guys, I can look at my app and I can tell you exactly what that is. If you give me a second, I will look it up. Ask me your next question, and I will tell you exactly what that is, because it'll take me a second to maneuver here. That was week two. Hold on. I'm getting in there. Last week, I'm looking, and we had – hold on. Let me stall here. 60% of the action was on Florida last week.
Wow.
So, you know, two-thirds of the action. By the way, that was a great question, because I got to plug the app and it was so easy to get around in less than like 5 seconds to get that answer.
Good job, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Chad Millman joins us, head of media for the Action Network.
Chad, let's go ahead and cut into this Titans-Texans thing. It seems like a line that is moving, and now news the Titans won't have either tackle and that we could see two quarterbacks play. Could this line move a whole lot more, do you think, by kickoff on Sunday?
I do, guys. Right now it's a 2.5. 80% of the action is coming in on the Texans. It was already a team where people were probably more inclined to be betting on the Texans and the Titans anyways, because remember, this game was a pick. I would not be surprised if this line continues to go in the Texans' direction. Bookmakers are going to be begging people to bet on the Titans because they're going to be so loaded on Houston money.
So when you see a number that's that far out of whack, does it make you more confident or less confident in your line of thinking? Like, if 80% of the money is going toward the Texans, does it make you more confident to go that way or to go the other way?
The other way. That is such a good question. So it is sort of a standard axiom and principle in betting that when you've got a road favorite getting 80% or more of the action, you run as fast as you can in the opposite direction. There's a philosophy that you want to bet against the public, right? And the public is where the majority of the betting tickets are going to be. And in this case, they're on the Texans at a significantly high rate. For example, like the Chargers are getting a ridiculous amount of money as road favorites against the Bills this weekend. To me, there's a distinct difference here. Like, I'm not going to play the Texans and the Titans because while I think the Texans are the better team, there's no value on that game anymore because there's so much, the point spread has been bet up so high. And also I'm wary of sort of the injuries the Titans have, and I don't feel like I'm getting a true matchup. But with the Bills and the Chargers, like, that's a game where it's way inflated. No team is ever as bad as it was the week before or as good as it looked the week before. But bookmakers know that the public tends to bet what they last saw. And in the case of the Bills, more than the Chargers, they saw a team just get throttled by the Ravens. And so that, to me, is where you're seeing some really significant value. And like, to the original point of your question, I would be betting on the Bills as pretty sizable underdogs because of sort of the money moving in the direction of the Chargers.
It's really interesting. So what about New England at Jacksonville?
Yeah, that one's tough. I bet on the Jacksonville Jaguars when that game opened, and they were 2-point underdogs.
Underdog, yeah.
You know,
and that's moved down to 1 point, right?
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's closer to pick right now.
Okay.
But let me just check right now. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that game is that game is pick. And here's an interesting scenario, right? 74% of the action is coming in on New England, yet the line has moved from New England's -2 to pick. So that's called reverse line movement. When that happens, you know that the professional bettors have been betting on Jacksonville, and the bookmakers tend to respect more of what the professional bettor is going to do than what the public is doing. So even though there's a preponderance of tickets coming in on New England, the line moved because that's where the professional money was coming in. And so, you know, similarly, like there's a couple systems that you think about, right? Like 80% of the money comes in on one side, then you tend to want to bet on the other side. And if you see road favorites, I tend to want to bet on the home underdog. There's a couple sort of overarching philosophies that you just develop over the years as a bettor. And when you see those scenarios, you tend to target those games.
Chad, I want to say that on ESPN this morning, the number was 51 games in a row that Tom Brady, his teams had been favorites in any game that he was the quarterback, that if this game truly wound up as a pick 'em, it would end that streak.
I think that's right. We had the same stat last week when they were opening against the Texans. So, yeah, if they don't end up as favorites in this game, then that would end a streak that I think we can all agree is on par with DiMaggio's.
Let's go to the college game.
That's really fun.
For just a minute before we let you go. Vanderbilt at Notre Dame,
yeah.
Just is interesting in a whole lot of ways. Curious to get your thoughts on that.
That is interesting. Hold on. Let me switch back here to that
one. Went from like 13.5 to Notre Dame.
I see it at 13, but yeah, it's probably anywhere between 13 and 14. Like,
okay.
Look, Notre Dame is one of those teams that is always going to get a significant amount of traction. Right now they're getting, you know, more than 50% of the action. They're a public team. And so what's in that, you're seeing sort of that scenario here where professional bettors have liked what they've seen from Vanderbilt thus far, and felt like there's a little bit of inflation in this point spread. They've come in on Vanderbilt while the public has been coming in on Notre Dame, and that's what's moved this line sort of in the direction of Vandy right now.
One more. What do you think about LSU and Auburn? Auburn favored by what, about 10?
Auburn is favored by 10.5 right now. And that is the flip side, right? Like, the majority of the money is coming in at LSU. The line has moved up. And actually, that's in line with what we've been writing about at Action Network, is I think that the better side in this game is Auburn. You know, we've spent a lot of time on the SEC, a lot of time on college football. Obviously, it's so important, like, within the scope of the sport. And so we did a ranking this week, like, who are the pretenders, who are the contenders in the SEC? Alabama, obviously. Auburn, we think, is a contender. LSU, we had as a little bit of a pretender. So to me, the right side in this game is going to be Auburn.
There you go. Chad Millman joins us every Friday from the Action Network. You can download that free app. You heard him using it right there, and the kind of information he was pulling up, really, really interesting. ActionNetwork.com/app. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it, man.
You bet, fellas. Talk to you later.